57 years ago today, Martin Luther King Jr. delivered his I Have a Dream speech on the steps of the Lincoln Memorial. He called for civil and economic rights and an end to racism in this country. To mark the anniversary, tens of thousands of marchers are in Washington, D.C. today to condemn police abuse and killings. And the current moment against systemic racism has inspired protests in the streets and debates in the halls of government. It's also sparring employees to take a stand against their own companies. Adrian Ma from member station WBUR reports on the growing trend of employee activism.
Inside a Whole Foods market in Cambridge, Massachusetts, something out of the ordinary is happening. On a recent Tuesday eve, groups of employees are huddled together, whispering. Then, one by one, they take off their plain face coverings and replace them with masks that say Black Lives Matter across the front. And, one by one, they're called into the manager's office and told, that mask goes against company dress code. Take it off or go home. So, what do?
Let's go.
They walk out. In front of the store, the 25 employees are greeted by a small crowd of supporters and a few journalists, and that is when it becomes clear this is a full-on organized protest aimed at getting Whole Foods to let workers wear Black Lives Matter clothing.
That's such a basic statement, and for that to like be considered controversial or political just really doesn't sit right with me.
Severino Frith is a cashier at the store. He says this is the fifth time he's been sent home for wearing the mask. And he knows he's risking his job by walking out.
The idea of like facing a huge corporation, you know, it's a scary thing. It's not something you take lightly or do for just anything, you know.
What's happening here is happening within companies all around the country. Employees are calling out their own bosses to take action against racism.
We see this dramatic shift in the cultural zeitgeist. All of a sudden, the issues that they are standing for are the issues that their customers are standing for.
Ethan Ruan studies labor issues at Harvard Business School. He says workers are feeling emboldened after seeing protests over racial injustice get mainstream attention. So, in recent weeks, employees working in industries such as retail, food, and media have taken the unusual step of publicly protesting their own companies. Companies like Costco, Starbucks, and the LA Times, just to name a few.
The interesting thing is that this is not new.
Ruan explains workers who are unhappy with their employers generally have three options: speak up, shut up, or quit. In the past, many employees would organize and speak up through a union. But in the past few decades, unions have shrunk. Today, only about 10% of U.S. workers belongs to one.
What's replaced this formal organizing power is organizing through social media.
At the same time, companies have become more vulnerable to activist pressures over the past couple decades. That's according to Mae McDonald. She studies corporations and social movements at the University of Pennsylvania's Wharton Business School.
I think it is in part because all the work that firms have done to portray themselves through cause marketing as caring about issues has in fact now attracted a generation of young millennial workers who care about the issues.
McDonald says research on younger workers shows they care a lot about whether a company's stance on social issues aligns with their own.
They're more willing to select those firms. They'll work for those firms for less money than they would otherwise. They're more likely to stay for those firms, and they're better workers.
And that is part of why corporations nowadays love to tout their views on things like environmental responsibility, fair trade practices, and yes, racial justice. But this can get tricky, especially when employees believe the company is being hypocritical. Woo! That's what happened at the Whole Foods in Cambridge.
We're easy to replace, 100%. I know for a fact, like, we can get fired one day and then there's someone new.
Cedric Juarez was one of the protesters who walked off the job because he couldn't wear the Black Lives Matter mask.
This is the best job I've ever had. But if they can't support, like, my brothers and sisters, then how can I work in a place that doesn't support it?
Rather than quit, Juarez says he'll stick around and keep protesting the company policy. And if that fails, there's always that other American tradition, take him to court. In fact, a couple of weeks after that walkout, several workers sued Whole Foods. Many labor experts say this kind of employee activism has been on the rise for years. So companies may want to come up with some new ways to address workers' concerns before they spiral into protests. For Here and Now, I'm Adrian Ma.